This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Hurricanes. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Puerto Rico's healthcare system was struggling before Hurricane Maria hit the island. After the storm, the challenges are even greater. Many hospitals and clinics were destroyed. Others tried to operate without power or roofs. Many patients had to leave the island to get treatment and help elsewhere. One of them was baby Jacob. He was born prematurely in Puerto Rico last June. Emily Curtin met his family in Macon, Georgia, at a neonatal intensive care unit as they were on their way to seek better care for Jacob.
7 months after giving birth, Roxanne Vasquez can't hold her son in her arms. She scrubs like a surgeon to even go near him. She's in a hospital 1,000 miles from home, where the machines are much louder than the babies. Their lack of crying hits me like a punch in the gut. Roxanne ushers me into baby Jacob's room. He's wearing Mickey Mouse socks, a diaper, and a tube snakes out of his chest. His tiny body shakes in rhythm with the oscillator pumping air in and out of his lungs.
What's he like? What's his personality like?
Jacob has, he's a character of his own. He's always, he's a happy, they all call him sweet boy because he's really sweet when he's up. But at the same time, if he doesn't like something, he'll give you a dirty look.
Doctors here call him a miracle baby. Jacob was born dangerously early, at 25 weeks, and he has chronic lung disease from being on a breathing machine his whole life. But his mother, Roxanne, says he's still doing a lot better than he was.
Right now he's in 7'7". He's a big boy.
That's 7 pounds, 7 ounces?
Mm-hmm, yes. He looks like a baby now.
When Jacob was born, he weighed 1 pound, 9 ounces. His story begins in Puerto Rico, just 3 months before Hurricane Maria.
Jacob was born in a hospital in Ponce. After that, the first hours, they told us, you know, the NICU that we have here, it's not the level that Jacob needs. We're not used to this kind of baby so small. So we need to transfer him to another hospital.
Jacob ended up on the top floor of the pediatric hospital at Centro Medico in San Juan. Then Hurricane Maria shredded the roof.
The light went off in the hospital while we were there. And the generator took 43 seconds to turn on. Because I count them, I was nervous. I was like, why is it taking so long? My baby depends on full life support.
Roxanne says conditions at the hospital got worse. Jacob and the other babies were moved to another floor. Mold crept into the building and into Jacob's ventilator line.
I was like, no, I know it's not happening. I asked the baby's dad, I was like, can I get a wipe? So he gave me a wipe. I cleaned it in the outside. It wasn't in the outside, it was in the inside.
For some perspective, I looked into what happened with hospitals after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. At one comparable to Centro Medico, all of the patients were evacuated to Atlanta, and the facility never reopened. The head of Global Environmental Health Sciences at Tulane University told me that's because once it grows, toxic mold will always come back. In Puerto Rico after Maria, many of the small hospitals closed, but the one where Jacob was stayed open because there's nowhere else to go. That's despite indoor mold levels across the city more than doubling.
And I was like, if Jacob stays here, he's not going to make it.
Baby Jacob's family spent the following 2 months appealing to the government for a medical evacuation. His mom just wanted him off the island.
So wherever, you know?
And then they got it to go to Georgia. When Roxanne heard that, she assumed Atlanta, the state's biggest city and a hub for healthcare.
The pilot was the one. He was like, you're not going to Atlanta. You're going to Macon. And I was like, where in the world is Macon? I mean, I'm from Puerto Rico. I know some from other states because I lived in the states before. But where is Macon?
Macon's a town of about 90,000 in central Georgia. When they land, doctors at the main hospital hook Jacob up to a mold-free breathing machine. It's a better situation all around, but not enough. Doctors recommend he go elsewhere for specialty care beyond what they can offer for his chronic lung disease. He might even need a lung transplant. But like his health, baby Jacob's insurance is precarious. His doctors want him to go to a hospital in Houston. Getting another transfer, the family's told, will take months.
And everything just stood like that, like, you know, back and forth, back and forth.
A special program through FEMA extended Jacob's Puerto Rico Medicaid benefits. But off the island, which hospitals will take him depends on how and if they'll get reimbursed. That negotiation keeps baby Jacob and his mom waiting.
It's not that I want to transfer him to Texas. It's that he needs to be transferred. I was like, you know what? Puerto Rico is not an option.
In the months since the storm and Jacob's birth, some hospitals in Puerto Rico are up and running again. But at the University of Puerto Rico, Wendy Matos says health facilities across the island are still wrecked, leaving patients like Jacob especially vulnerable to infections.
Even though they are enforcing the cleaning hands protocols and all the safety measures, the babies are so fragile that they are getting infected.
Baby Jacob won't go back to Puerto Rico. Not yet, anyway. Before all this, his mom, Roxanne, was a school teacher raising a daughter. But now it's like their lives are on hold and every day is a struggle.
Like some people ask me, Mom, don't you get tired? I get tired, but I think, I mean, Jacob's been there fighting every single day, every single minute, every single second. So as long as he keeps on doing that, I'm going to keep on doing it with him.
Fast forward from when I meet them in Georgia. Baby Jacob did make it to Texas for more specialized care. Roxanne's made it there too. And she's getting ready for another milestone in his life, his first birthday. Her wish, for him to get well and to leave the hospitals behind.
Emily Cureton reported that story.